You're listening to Stateside. I'm Lester Graham in for Cynthia Canty. If you ask a room full of voters if they think gerrymandering is a problem or an issue, it's a fair bet most of the people would raise their hands, regardless whether they were a Republican, Democrat, or Independent. There are a few groups in the state looking at the issue and possibly putting something on the ballot in 2020. The group Voters Not Politicians is not waiting that long. That group wants to put something on the ballot in 2018. Katie Fahey is with the Voters Not Politicians group. Why do you want to bring this to the voters next year instead of working with the other groups to put something on the ballot in 2020?
Really, what we've seen from our research on how other states that have done ballot proposals to end gerrymandering, what we've seen is that it actually takes usually more than one try. And a big part of that is because this is an issue that a lot of people don't think about because maybe they don't even realize that it's a manipulated system. When you're trying to go to work, make sure your kids are getting to daycare or doing anything else, you're not really stopping to think, oh, I wonder how my voting district lines are drawn. And so an education campaign that has urgency under it and that is trying to move people towards action is really what we have seen is going to be the next thing to get people talking about this. And I think from the election for 2016, I think we saw a lot of people who are frustrated with the current political system. And we want to help people realize how they can be a part of that change for creating a more fair and equal system that represents voters instead of politicians.
Different states have come up with different solutions. How would your proposal approach redistricting so that there's more balance?
We're actually doing something that I don't think is super traditional for ballot initiatives in Michigan, but we're holding a series of town hall events across the state. We'll also be putting something online to gather feedback from voters on how they think a fair system could be drawn. We have a couple core principles, but we really think that a commission to do redistricting without politicians involved is the way to go. Really, people that will be focused on other criteria based on keeping communities of interest together, geography, and hopefully not using political data actually at all to be forming these conclusions, because we really think that votes should be counted based on what you want and who you want to elect, not on what political party you happen to be associated with or that other people think you're associated with.
You mentioned that a lot of people probably haven't given this a lot of thought, but you plan to hold those town hall meetings. So what were you hoping to learn by holding those forums?
So we'll be doing an informational session in the first half of those, and the second half will actually be a policy discussion going over what some other states have done and asking a series of questions that gets all of us thinking and giving feedback on what people are looking for, such as should any citizen be allowed to apply to be one of the people who helps draw these lines? Should we have a series of experts involved? Should it be an application process? You know, do people want politicians still involved in the process? We're really trying to just gather that feedback while, again, providing kind of a history on gerrymandering and the redistricting process and solutions that other states have used and that solutions that political scientists see some value in.
The legislature's made it harder to put things on the ballot. You have to collect 315,000 signatures in 180 days. How are you funding the effort to get those petition signatures in order to get this on the ballot?
Yep, 315,654. We are using volunteer power. Before we even knew or were thinking of doing a ballot initiative, we have had an immense response from people who want to be a part of this solution. So we are depending on kind of that grassroots momentum and the public funding this, or people who are interested. One of the biggest things that we found from trying to address this issue is that there isn't a lot of transparency that's been happening around redistricting reform, and we want to be funded by funders who are going to put their names out there and so that we can stay true to our mission and to our method. We're not interested in adopting somebody's policy that hasn't been reflected or that the Michigan people haven't had a chance to have a say in. It'll take all of us.
Using volunteers, that sets a pretty high bar for you. I mean, the only group ever to manage getting a petition on the ballot using only volunteers was Right to Life. Do you have that kind of organized movement?
We're starting to. We plan to have over 3,000 volunteers. We've already got well over 1,000 signed up for canvassing specifically and circulating. We are in our budget. We do have room for paid circulators if that's needed for the exact reasons that you mentioned. But again, we're hoping those dollars come from people. And again, they're not going to be coming from, I guess, interested parties who might have an alternative motive for wanting to donate.
As you know, a case out of Wisconsin challenging gerrymandering in that state is working its way to the U.S. Supreme Court. There's also a lawsuit filed by Mark Brewer, a former chair of the Michigan Democrats, and he's challenging the legality of Michigan's maps of the congressional and legislative districts based on that Wisconsin case. Why not wait and see what happens there?
So even if those cases do prove that our lines have been drawn unconstitutionally, the courts don't actually provide a solution for how maps should be drawn or how districts should be drawn. And that process will go back again to the politicians who currently have something to gain from the system by designing it in a way that will benefit them. And we would rather see a solution come from citizens and from what the people of Michigan want, instead of having it go back again to the people who are currently manipulating the system.
Katie Fahey is with the group Voters Not Politicians. It's working to get a proposal to change how Michigan draws its legislative and congressional districts on the 2018 ballot. Thanks for talking to us.
Thank you.